Hey friend, I'm Mike McCurry. This is Bible Tract Echoes, and I have something I want to talk to you about today. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 20. Deuteronomy 20, each day of this week. Now, I failed on Monday and Tuesday. We talked about the same concept. It was kind of a carryover, but today we're going to go a different direction. We're in Deuteronomy, not Daniel, like we were on Monday and Tuesday, and we're going to try each day of this week to dive into one concept, one brief concept, a little rapid fire. In all sincerity, us Baptist preachers can get a little wordy sometimes. And so 13 minutes or 15 minutes or so that I have on this program, it takes a little while to get the plane all revved up and ready to get on the runway. And once you get up off the runway, sometimes you feel like you got to turn around and land the plane. But I heard say by a wise older gentleman of the faith, blessed is he who can land on a short runway. That's what the radio feels like sometimes. I want to talk today about the qualities or how to be a good Christian soldier. How to be a Christian soldier, one that God can use. We're going to take our thoughts, the entire text and the entire outline from one verse. We're not going to take it out of context, but I love diving into one verse and God giving me some rich, some good stuff out of even just one or two or three verses. Whole chapter seems like I can't even get through a whole chapter in an hour sometimes, but one verse, we're going to do our best, all right? Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse number 1. I'm going to read it here in just a moment. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 1. As always, I'd love to hear from you. I say this again and again, and just about every time I say it, somebody else, or maybe multiple someones, they text in and say, Brother Micah, I hear you say you want to hear from me. And I keep hearing you say that. I've heard you say it for, I think there's 260 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays in a normal year. Wrap your mind around that. 260, 261. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe it doesn't count holidays. But anyway, this radio broadcast, over 250 of them play every single year. And in many of them, I mention that I want to hear from you. And there are so many of you that haven't taken me up on it yet. You've tuned in. You're faithful. You tune in all the time, but you've never texted me. I'd love for you to do that. You can text me as always. Many of you can quote the number. You've heard it so many times. I want you to text me. 309-316-7240. You say, what would I text you about? Could you text me a blessing? Maybe something God's done in your life. Maybe a prayer request. Maybe if nothing else, tell me where you're listening from or share me an anecdote from your life. I love hearing from God's people. God's people are the best. Text me at 309-316-7240. We're in Deuteronomy chapter number 20 and verse number 1. The Bible says this. This is God speaking through his man to his children of Israel. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. I want to talk to you about how to be a good soldier, how to be a Christian soldier. Every Christian soldier should be a good soldier. Let's talk first of all about how we as soldiers need to be in the right place. God's people need to be where they are supposed to be. I've said before that the where of God's will sometimes is a lot easier than the when. The place is easier than the pace. But sometimes we don't put ourselves in the right position. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 1. When thou goest out to battle. That almost sounds like a presumption on God's part. God will never presume, but it almost sounds like he's assuming that his people, now we're talking to the children of Israel here. We're going to take some principles for 21st century Christianity, all right? I'm not lumping us in with children of Israel. But when thou goest out to battle, it almost sounds like he anticipated that his people will face battles. we need to understand. This verse really sets the stage for understanding that being in God's will often means being in challenging situations. The right place isn't always comfortable or easy, but it's where God has called his people to be. That leads me to the second part of being a Christian soldier, not just being in the right place, but you will. I can mark it down. If you want a God's children, you'll face real problems. Realize this, soldiers face real threats. I think of 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know, the Christian life is depicted in many different places in Scripture, and including 1 Peter 5:8, as a battlefield, as a battleground, not a playground. What was it? An old preacher used to sing, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. And that's the truth. However, there is an assurance in knowing that these challenges oftentimes are indicators of being in the right place, in the center of God's will, where opposition is expected. If Jesus offended people, perfect Jesus, if he offended people, if they were offended at him, I think of Mark chapter 6, they were offended at him. If he rubbed those Pharisees the wrong way, if he was killed for his stance, the truth he proclaimed, you don't think we might face a little bit of some friction every once in a while? You don't think there might be problems that we face? I'm not glorifying these things. I'm telling you that if you're going to be a soldier, if you're going to be a Christian soldier, you need to be in the right place. You need to realize that real problems, I'm not telling you that you need to be in the thick of it, nor am I saying that you need to start the fires yourself all the time. Often, there's a thick black line between faith and foolishness, and we play on both sides of it every once in a while. We should be careful, yes, follow God's leading, but if God's leading, when it's God's will, it's God's bill, I've heard it said. The right place. You want to be a soldier? Get in the right place. You want to be a soldier? Realize you're going to face real problems. How about this? If you're going to be a soldier, verse number 1 of Deuteronomy 20, when thou goest out to battle against, here's where we get the real problems from, thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou. Sounds like a problem. What does the Bible tell us? Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I want you to remember the person. Remember God. He's your commander. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Friend, I'm going to ask you, when's the last time in your deepest, darkest time that you remembered the person? When I say person, the capital P. God. He's powerful, yes. He's a protector, yes. But he's everything to us. He's our leader. He's our caretaker. He loves us. And remember, as the Bible tells us, for the Lord thy God is with thee. We're soldiers under divine command. Christians are called to focus on pleasing their God. Remember him. This involves, sure, enduring hardships, staying focused, committed to the mission, remembering the one who has called and equipped them for battle. But Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1, I'm going to finish with this. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Recall he has provided. Recall all he has provided. Joshua chapter 4, verse 6, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Remember the altar, the stones that were put together after they crossed Jordan. Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. I think of that line from the song, Come Thou Fount, here I raise mine Ebenezer. What is an Ebenezer? The kids were singing it. My girls and their cousins were singing that song. Addie was singing that song and playing it actually on the piano. Just 9 or 10, 11 years old, doing a wonderful job. And they sang that line. And my mother-in-law, she said, asked the kids, kind of quizzing them, what does that mean? Here I raise mine Ebenezer. We can go to the biblical background of it. But that Ebenezer was an opportunity in a very similar way to Joshua chapter 4. It was a remembrance. When I raise mine Ebenezer, when I put up a place and say, I can look back at this place and I can remind my children and grandchildren about this place and I can remind myself about this place and what God has done with, through, and for us. Oh, friend, can you recall all he has provided? You know, the Israelites, of course, they set up memorial stones to remember God's provision and victory as they entered the promised land. Christian friend, Christian soldier, I encourage you to memorialize what God has done for you. Can you look back on how good he's been? Maybe, just maybe today, you're not in the right place. You know you're not. Maybe you have no plans on going to church this coming weekend. You know you should, but you're not. Maybe you're facing real problems, but they're problems of your own manufacture, not problems caused by serving God. They're problems of sin. Maybe, just maybe, we should let God help us solve those problems, start doing the right thing, start moving forward. And regardless of what you're going through, remember the person, recall all he has provided. I'm going to ask you, friend, tomorrow and Friday, we have two more thoughts, if God lets us. We may only get through one more. We're going to do our best. I'm going to ask you to tune in. I'm going to thank each and every one of you that does tune into this broadcast. I can't tell you what it means when I hear from people just like you. When you text in, you can always text me at 309-316-7240. I love hearing from people that are listeners. Text in. Let us know what you thought of today's broadcast. It's 309-316-7240. My prayer, as always, is that you have a wonderful day for His glory. We'll plan on talking to you very soon. Thanks for listening to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Micah McCurry. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.